Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This, I don't understand.
It's pretty clear, Max. I mean, Riley seemed sure.
But that doesn't make any sense. How could, I mean, if they knew...
It's not like mining comes without consequences.
I know. Trust me, that's the whole reason I want an environmental club, so that people will get it.
Right, so is this really that surprising?
It's one thing for Hastings to have a new mining project that will do God only knows what to the ecosystem long term. It's another thing entirely to know that they're poisoning the groundwater.
And yet, here it is.
Is there any chance that Riley could be wrong?
I mean, I guess, but I mean, he wrote, "New project proven to be poisoning groundwater. County environmental surveyor has environmental impact report." That's pretty cut and dry.
But, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff about the mines, both of them in his notebook. It looked like he was mapping all the old mine entrances or something. Maybe it was a theory?
It doesn't sound like it was just a theory.
But how would he know? Oh my God, Miss Honeywell.
What about her?
When she went to City Hall, the first day she got here, Riley was there.
Okay.
She said she saw him eavesdropping. He was leaning against an office door.
Hal's office?
No, that's what's weird. She said it wasn't the mayor's office.
Okay, who else has an office in City Hall?
The public works foreman? She'd be involved with all kinds of planning stuff, like the mine.
There's also the deputy mayor.
What, Miss Halloran? She's 102. She's more of a town mascot than anything else.
The sheriff?
No. No way.
Maybe this county surveyor person was talking to Mr. Combs about the water.
But Mr. Combs wouldn't hide that.
Do you think Hal would?
I don't know. I don't think Hal would put anyone in Hastings in danger.
But he'd do whatever he could to protect the town's reputation.
Well, just because Riley overheard something about the new mine being dangerous doesn't mean they're not actively trying to fix it. I mean, the project hasn't even been officially launched yet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm sure whatever is going on with it, if there really is something wrong, that everyone who needs to know knows, and they're doing everything that they can to fix it.
Yeah.
But?
Why is Riley missing now? This seems like too much of a coincidence. Jenna said he was working on some kind of political scandal piece, and this was clearly it. Maybe he wasn't eavesdropping on Hal, but that doesn't mean that Hal doesn't know.
So what? You think Hal kidnapped Riley to keep him quiet? With what endgame?
prevent him from writing an article until the project can open.
But if it's true, it would do just as much damage regardless of when it comes out.
Well, maybe the contracts aren't signed. Hal has been talking about the kind of money this is going to bring Hastings.
We need more info.
We need to give this to the sheriff.
Wait. Not yet.
Max.
Look, I trust Sheriff Combs. I do. I don't think he'd ever do anything to put Riley or anyone else in danger, but if he was who Riley was eavesdropping on, I just want to know more before we go making accusations.
And turning over evidence is the same thing as making accusations in your head?
We don't know. That's the problem.
Fine. I'll hold on to it for now. We can keep it here. Add it to the pile of things we're not telling the responsible adults.
Thank you.
But
what?
Okay. There was one other weird thing in the notebook.
Jeez, what is it now?
This section here. I didn't read too much because it seemed personal, but...
Ross, just spit it out.
Did Riley mention anything about his parents to you?
What? No, why? Wait, actually, the last time we spoke, he was going on about family. Why? Does it say something about his parents in here?
He talks about needing to go to City Hall to talk to the county clerk about his parents. And then he just wrote, "They lied."
What on earth? Jenna said he'd had some family drama, but...
Maybe this is what Riley was eavesdropping on.
But what would it be? What were the Stevens lying about?
And is it bad enough that Riley would have run away?
All right. Tomorrow morning, you go to City Hall and try to talk to the mayor.
Wait, what? Why me?
I've already been sniffing around his office too much. He knows how to dodge my questions.
But you think he'll talk to me?
I think you're annoying enough to get some information from him, yeah.
Gee, thanks. What are you gonna do?
Tomorrow's Sunday, so no one other than Hal is going to be at City Hall. But I bet I can find the foreman at the tavern and ask her about what's going on with the new mine.
They're not going to let you into the tavern, Max.
You don't know that.
You're 14.
And very strong-willed, I've been told.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. This is Chapter 8, The Missing Files.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Maxine Miles! Hold up a second!
Hi, Ransom.
Lucky I ran into you.
You are?
Yeah, I need your help.
What?
Yeah, this is... Look, do you mind if we talk about this off the street?
Are you alright, Ransom? You look...
What?
Really awful, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, thanks for that. You'll understand when you're 21.
Oh, hangover?
Yeah, can we just go inside, please?
The general store is closed today, Ransom.
Family-owned, remember? Plus, I can really use a cigarette.
Do you mind if...
Will you stop if I do?
I'm not a total jerk, you know.
In that case, secondhand smoking is horribly dangerous.
Right. See? I can be considerate of other people.
What are we doing here, Ransom? I actually have places to be...
I'm sure you do. Out solving little crimes and saving cats.
My friend is missing, Mr. Archer, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Well, Mr. Archer?
I didn't want to be rude while I yelled at you.
Right. Listen, I've got another mystery for you to solve.
Look, I'm happy to help you out however I can on any other day, but I really need
I promise you this isn't frivolous. I know you're worried about your friend, but if you help me with this, I'll see what I can do to help you.
What? What do you mean? Are you withholding something that could help Riley?
No, God, of course not. I just meant... I heard that he may have run away to Berlin. And I also know that you're currently under house arrest.
Oh my God, how does everybody...
I play cards with your uncle and Walt. They called to cancel this weekend's game because someone needs to be looked after. Speaking of which, where does Joe think you are right now?
In Ross Teller's treehouse.
Right, of course.
Please don't tell him that I'm downtown.
Your secrets are safe with me. I broke plenty of rules when I was your age. I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying your time as a teenager.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Which is why I'm offering to drive you to Berlin this week if you want. I can tell Joe that I'm taking you on as an intern or something. I actually do have some meetings in Berlin on Tuesday, and you can see what you can dig up about Riley. If he's there, you'll find him, I have no doubt.
Really? You'd do that?
I don't know much help it'll really be. I know Walt is already coordinating with Gorham in Berlin, but it might ease your mind.
Sheriff Combs is expanding the search again?
Mm-hmm. He's gotten as many community watch groups involved as he can. They haven't found Riley in Hastings, so...
He must be somewhere else.
That's the theory, anyway. This really is a lot more serious than I think you realize, Max. I think it could become a county-wide missing persons case.
I don't know why everyone keeps assuming that I'm not taking this seriously. I feel like I'm the only one who's doing anything.
I know it feels like that, but you've got some good folks in your corner. The grown-ups in this town are actually trying to look out for you.
You say that like you're not one of them.
Oh, I'm not. Not that I don't care. I do. I'm just not a grown-up.
You're not?
Not according to my father. No wife, no kids. No new ideas for the Archer Empire. Still just a screw-up.
Not to be rude, but...
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
You are asking a 14-year-old for help.
That's a very fair point. Speaking of, I was robbed last night.
What? Someone broke in? What is happening in this town?
No, that's the weird thing. There was no break-in. Not really.
Then...
I was out last night.
Right, the hangover. Saturday night at the tavern get a little wild?
Actually, I wasn't at the tavern.
Really?
Believe it or not, I was on a date.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God, you were on a date with Miss Honeywell, weren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Wild guess.
You don't have to sound so disappointed.
No, it's not... I really like Miss Honeywell, and...
I know, and let me guess. You think she could do better.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. Look, I know I haven't been the warmest person in Hastings, but Alana is... She's wonderful. Smart and witty and beautiful.
Are you in love with her?
What? No, I've only known her for a few weeks.
So it wasn't love at first sight?
I'm not sure I believe in that kind of stuff.
Love?
No, it's not that. It's the instantaneous thing that I'm not sure is real. In my, albeit very limited experience, falling in love isn't about seeing someone and lightning striking. Attraction can be like that, sure. Having a crush.
A crush? Well, don't those sometimes lead to love?
Sure, maybe. But I'm talking about the kind of first sight crush where you fantasize about who someone is and what could happen, but it's still just a fantasy. And that version is always far better than any reality could ever be.
And that's what you're doing with Miss Honeywell?
No, that's what I'm trying not to do. It's always a disappointment if you stay in that fantasy in your head for too long. It's better to live in the real world. Even if it's imperfect.
That's surprisingly grounded of you.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
I think I know what you mean. About having a fantasy in your head of what could be.
Really?
What? You don't think I'm the type of person to have a crush?
No, I think it's pretty unusual for a teenager to realize that they're idealizing someone. Everything feels so big when you're young, it can be hard to tell the difference.
Does it really matter then? If it feels like love, then it is, right?
That's An interesting perspective, but I think it does matter. And the action you take.
What do you mean?
People make a lot of big decisions based on big feelings. If those big feelings aren't rooted in something real...
You could be making a big mistake?
Something like that.
Then how do you know when it's love? Real love?
Love is quieter. It can happen all at once or very slowly. Sometimes it's both. It comes from knowing someone, from trusting them. Loving someone else isn't about you, it's about them.
You sound like someone who knows how it feels firsthand.
Well, I know it might be hard to picture, but... Yeah, I do.
What happened?
Well, it was doomed from the start in some ways.
What do you mean?
We were 15, and I didn't do anything smart when I was 15. I would have screwed it up one way or another. Not to mention my parents were... Well, it doesn't matter, but it wasn't just a teenage crush. It may have started out that way, but...
You trusted her.
With my life. I'd only known her for a year, but she understood me more than anyone ever had. Made me feel like she was actually talking to me when she was talking to me. Not just telling me what to do. Everyone was always telling me what to do.
Oh, yeah? What's that like?
Yeah, I figured you'd get that. And Cherry told me what to do all the time. She was bossy as hell, but it felt different. Like she wasn't just saying things to say them, but like we were... together. Partners, you know? Even when we didn't agree, I still wanted to listen.
Yeah? Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
You okay, Max? You look, rattled.
I'm fine. What happened to her?
Her family moved away suddenly, and she stopped talking to me. She told me she was leaving, and then I never heard from her again.
Ouch.
Yeah. Jesus, anyway, that's enough of that. Sorry, I don't know how we got on that.
You were talking about the woman you're currently dating.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And Alana is great. Reminds me of Sherry a bit, actually. Well, anyway, it's the first good thing that's happened to me in a while. So, of course, I probably royally screwed it up last night.
How so?
We went to a nice dinner. Everything seemed to be going great. I had maybe 2 glasses of wine. We ordered dessert, and then... next thing I know, I'm waking up at 4 in the morning in my office.
What?
Mm-hmm. About 6 hours are just completely missing. And that's not all that's missing. The safe in the office had been opened.
Someone stole money from you?
No. Not money. Files.
Why would someone steal your files?
Well, they're not even mine. It's technically my father's office. Not that he deigns to come here very often, but... it's the office in the back of Archer's Archery. The first Archer business from 18-whatever, and it's always been my dad's favorite. He's sentimental about the family like that.
So it's his safe?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have the code?
Nope. As far as I know, my dad's the only one with it.
Where is he right now?
Oh, somewhere in West Virginia buying another mining company. Once he gets locked on something. Anyway, he's not supposed to be in Hastings until the festival starts later this week. He wants to be here for the demo, push the plunger and all that.
So, if your dad isn't in town and you don't know the code, then how would someone get into your safe?
It's pretty old. Might be original to the building for all I know. So it's not like it'd be the hardest thing to crack, but you'd presumably still have to know what you were doing. God knows I've never given it a go.
Do you have any idea what was in there?
I think just old historical family documents. The original defunct land deeds. Maybe some family trees. Nothing of real value.
Unless someone was looking to target the Archer family. First the graffiti from the other week.
Yeah, but target us with what? Letters from the 19-teens? Archer's Archery and everything in it is more of a museum than it is a business investment at this point. If someone wanted to target us, steal from us, there has to be a more efficient way.
Is there anything embarrassing in those files? Any family skeletons?
Are you asking for the Archer family dirt?
If there's any to be found, then...
Max, I don't need to know why someone stole these files, I just need to get them back.
If you know what's in them, that will help me figure out who took them.
Look, all I know is that I'm missing a full 6 hours of my life, and my father's going to be here in 3 days, and I really don't need to give him more ammunition to come at me for being a fuck-up. Think you can work with that?
Fine. All right. First step, then. figuring out when and how they broke in. Could someone have drugged you?
I don't see when they would have had a chance. Well, I don't know. Maybe I went to the tavern for a late drink. Certainly wouldn't have been the first time.
And someone would have known to find you there.
Exactly.
Well, lucky for you, I need to head to the tavern today anyway.
Oh? Getting some pints and darts in?
Looking for someone, actually. Not that it's any of your business. And the inn is on the way. We can stop by there and ask Miss Honeywell if she remembers anything that might be useful. She's very observant, I've discovered. Come on. Time to do some questioning.
Oh, I think I'll hang back.
Is your hangover really that bad?
My capacity to feel bone-shaking embarrassment is that bad.
Sending a teenager around town to ask after your whereabouts isn't embarrassing?
At least I don't have to witness it firsthand.
Fine. I'm off to the inn, then.
Hey, Max. Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. I haven't solved anything.
Yeah, but you will. I know you will.
If you really believe that, you know that if I find the files, I'll find out what's in them, too. Are you going to be okay with that?
A deal's a deal. You find my files, I'll drive you up and down Route 302 as much as you want. Whatever else happens, happens.
Miss Honeywell? Miss Honeywell? Mapplethorpe Ghost? I'm sorry to just barge in like this. The door was open. Hello? You know, you really should get the locks changed, especially considering... Ah! Ross!
Shh!
What? What's going on? What are you doing here?
I was on my way to meet you at the tavern when I remembered what you said about seeing someone run away from the inn yesterday.
Oh, so you just thought you'd break in.
Well, like you said, the door was open. It's an inn. It's a public business.
It's not open.
Just listen. I went to the back door where you saw Riley.
I'm not sure who or what it was.
You were right. It was Riley.
What? How do you know?
This. I found this snagged on the back door hinge.
Is this a shoelace?
Part of one. It must have gotten caught and snapped off when he was running away.
But what? How? Well, that doesn't mean it was Riley. This could be from anything.
Except look. The baseballs. I know these shoelaces.
Oh my god. Wait, you're right. I recognize these.
They're from the Baseball Hall of Fame.
From when you and your family went to Cooperstown that one summer.
And I brought back souvenirs for everyone.
You got me a patch for my Girl Scouts vest.
And I got Riley these shoelaces.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe he's still wearing them. I gave them to him in, like, the fourth grade.
Good thing he is. This is... Ross, this is a big deal.
I know.
He was really here. I really did see him.
It sure seems like it.
What was he doing here?
Hiding out, I guess. I mean, it's smart. No one's here, but a bunch of the rooms are still outfitted with beds and stuff. He could have been sleeping right here all along, for all we know.
But why? Why not come home? Why hide? And why run from me? I have so many more questions now.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have some new info.
Oh, yeah. How was City Hall?
You were wrong. Hal wasn't the only one there today.
Really? Who else was in?
These two guys. They don't work for the town, I don't think.
Okay. Then who were they?
I didn't get a chance to find out. But I bet it's something to do with the new mine. They looked familiar. I just can't place my finger on it.
Did you ask Hal?
Well, Hal was being all Hal.
Oh, smiling and upbeat and unhelpful?
Maxine Miles, why, that's the most unkind thing you've ever said about anyone.
You must be rubbing off on me.
Yeah, well, it's mutual. I think I'm getting a hang of this sleuthing thing.
Well, come on, tell me what you found out.
I think he definitely knows about the groundwater issue.
Really? Did he admit to it?
No, I didn't come right out and ask. I just generally asked about the mining project, and he was going on and on and on and on about how it's going to be so good for Hastings, and the archers are the backbone of the town, bringing new business, blah, 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 blah. Which is why he's moving up the start date.
What? I thought it was supposed to start the last day of the Harvest Festival, which isn't for another 10 days.
They're starting tonight.
What?
Yep, they're detonating the old mine. Collapsing it.
Oh my god. We have to find Riley. What if he's digging for more evidence in the mines? All those maps of the mine entrances in his notebook.
Whoa. We still have no idea that's why Riley's hiding out.
What do you mean? He overheard something about the mine being dangerous. He was hiding out. Now they're rushing up the detonation? Something here isn't right.
Except I don't think that's what Riley overheard. Hal said that the day Riley came in to talk to him, Hal found him snooping around the public works office, looking through papers and stuff.
Okay. So if he found out through some files and not eavesdropping, then...
then maybe whatever's going on with his family is what made him run away.
Except we don't know that he did run away. Not to begin with. Because there's still the whole thing with Mr. Beatty and that weird phone call and the fact that his backpack was in the middle of the woods.
Ugh! Come on, Max. We can figure this out. I know we can.
Russ Teller is giving me a pep talk. Things must be really dire.
Must be.
I really do appreciate...
What? What's wrong?
Is that...
What are you looking at?
Something's...
Max, what are you doing?
Look, that board in the ceiling. It's crooked, but I can't...
Here, let me... Whoa, what the hell?
Reach around.
Yeah, there's more. Shit! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
Yeah.
Ross?
Yeah?
Do you mind,
What?
Getting off of me?
Right, yeah, of course, sorry.
It's fine.
What the hell is Miss Honeywell doing with these papers in her ceiling?
Well, they could have been here for a while.
It sure looks like it. This is a lot of old, boring crap. Deeds, some typewritten letters.
Wait a second. This is ransom stuff.
What?
These papers were stolen last night. I was just talking to him about it, which means... Oh my god.
What? What is it?
Oh my god!
Max!
This...
What is... Is this a birth certificate? Is this Ransom Archer's birth certificate?
Look at the date.
1983. Wait a second. Ransom wasn't born in the 80s. What? Our Archer was born in the same year we were.
I think I know what happened.
Excuse me? Is someone here?
Shit.
Hello?
Come on. We gotta get out of here. Now.
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode is written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis and Melissa Pons. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Andrew Nowak as Ransom Archer, and Jacqueline Landgraf as Miss Honeywell. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @AtypicalArtists on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.